Shalom, this is Billy Brim, the voice of One Witness, coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And with me today, I have my son. Who are you?
Chip Brim, Billy's boy.
Billy's boy. There's a joke behind that. But he used to start out preaching, they'd call him Billy's boy. But now I go places and they say, you're Chip Brim's mother.
Well, not very many
people. No, there are some. Yes, there are. But the Lord has touched so many people through a message that God gave Chip on, actually a revelation, Chip.
Yeah.
A revelation on the anointing.
The anointing.
And so for 2 weeks now, we're going to be delving into this because he's going to share with you some things God's shown him. And then recently, when the Lord called me to a study of the book of Isaiah, I saw some things in addition to anything else I'd ever seen and known about the anointing. And so we'll be getting to that. The anointing is the Holy Spirit. He is the anointing. And so, Chip, how did you get, how did God call this to your attention?
Well, in the beginning of this, I had this task, and I called you, and I was praying to God, and it was a very big task. And I don't know if there's anybody listening, and sometimes you just go, how can I do that? God, mm-hmm. how can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And you called me and said, the Lord gave me a scripture for you. And the scripture was Hebrews 13, and it's really good in the Amplified. I'll read it to you. Verse 20, we'll start with verse 20. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and giver of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, or testament. Now, that, you know, that's interesting how they're introducing him here. You know what I mean? May the God who raised Christ from the dead and
that's
through
the power.
Blood, that's, yeah. Strengthen. May he strengthen you. May he complete and perfect you. May he make you what you ought to be. And may he equip you with everything good so that you may carry out his will, while he himself works in you and accomplishes that which is pleasing in his sight through Christ the Messiah, that's the anointing we know, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
So there was something in there. All of that was great, but it says he will equip me. He is equipping me. And I thought, oh, that takes a lot of pressure off. I'm going to go to this job, and I'm going to do this. And there was a lot of pressure. But he's there to equip me with everything I need. What is this equipment? God, what is this equipment? Well, we went to the job and everything, and there was just this pressure. And it was like everything. It was tough. And after about 6 months of hard pressing and, you know, everything you can imagine coming down, we finally get the victory. And the Lord speaks to me, and he says, and I wrote it in my notes in this book, he said, it didn't have to be as hard as it was. He was talking about the battle, and it didn't have to take as long as it did. And I was waiting for that a boy, you know. I felt like I was coming off the battlefield with arrows sticking out of me and my hair on fire and holding up a trophy going, here it is, God, we did it. And so many of us feel that way. And he wasn't being mean or sarcastic, of course.
No, no.
He was just saying it didn't have to take that long.
He wanted to teach you.
And it didn't have to be that long. And one of the scriptures I found that backs that up is Psalms 81. Let me just quickly turn there, if you don't mind, while you're driving or working. I should have already been there. But Psalm 81, and it says this, I am the Lord your God. This is out of the Amplified.
What verse, son?
Verse 10. Who brought you up out of the land of Egypt, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice. That's important, isn't it?
Oh my.
Hearken to my voice. And they wouldn't do that. And Israel would have none of me. So I gave them up to their own heart's lust and let them go after their own stubborn will so that they may follow their own counsels.
Uh-oh.
Man, you don't want that, do we?
No, we don't want our own counsels.
Oh, now here it comes. This is so cool. Oh, this is verse 13 in the Amplified. Oh, that my people would have listened to me, that Israel would have walked in my ways. What are his ways? Isn't that interesting? If we can hear him and walk in his ways,
mm-hmm.
how quickly things would happen. The very next word, he said, speedily then I would have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. And the King James, it says, I should soon have subdued their enemies. And the Amplified said, speedily I would have subdued their enemies. And I'm thinking, God said that. That's the same God I serve.
Yes.
So why do we keep thinking he has to take a long time to do anything? Speedily I would have done it. If they would have hearkened to my voice, listened, done my ways, I would have reacted speedily. And I'm like, God, I want you to react speedily in my life. And I'm sure there's people out there right now thinking the same way. And so he said it didn't have to be as hard as it was or take as long as it did. And he said, contrary to popular belief, not everyone who wins has to sweat in order to win. So he was getting ready to talk to me, and I'm an ex-coach, about sweatless victories. Now, I don't know about you, but I am all for sweatless victories. And so, for sure, some people it may require a lot of work to do an assignment that I give them, but for someone who is plugged into power, they will get results. You have to have power. You know, that's a natural law as well. It's a spiritual law, but it's a natural law too. If there is no, I think I learned it in sixth grade science. If there is no power, there will be no results. And so there has to be power. And the tragic thing the Lord said to me was that most Christians are missing this source of power, this guaranteed sweatless victory power, on an everyday, in their everyday daily lives. And so the Lord gave me this illustration, and it all is leading up to the Holy Spirit and the anointing. And the illustration he gave me is, if you buy a microphone, and you buy the best one money can buy, you buy a speaker, an amplifier, the best money can buy, you have the best equipment. Now, let's say I'm one of these people. After I buy it, I have the knowledge. I have all this knowledge. I could take the microphone apart. I could take the speaker apart. So I have all this great equipment, best equipment money can buy, and I have all this knowledge. But if somebody, and I fully expect that when I speak into the microphone that it amplifies my voice, but if somebody unplugs the power source, it no longer matters how much knowledge you have or how well the equipment is.
No.
If there's no power. And that's what he was trying to teach me. Yeah, we have to study to show thyself approved. And you know what? The church, we're at a place right now that we have so much equipment. Well, the Bible alone's enough equipment to live a life of victory.
Yes.
That right there, if you get hungry and thirsty enough. Mm-hmm. But we even have more than that, more than the church has ever had. You can have church going to church. You can have church coming from church with a CD or a DVD or whatever, with all these books and equipment and revelation that we have. We have more revelation than the early mm-hmm. church had. So we have all of this knowledge, and we have the greatest equipment, and here it is. But if there's no power, there will be no results. There has to be power. And so that's, and I immediately thought of the verse, Mom, of Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, here it comes, according to the power that worketh in us.
Yes. Now I'm going to say this, Chip, right here. One thing I want to say, and I thought about it when you're giving power, John G. Lake, the man that the bubonic plague germs died in his hand, he said that God's power in the natural is electricity, and God's power in the spiritual is the Holy Spirit.
There it is.
And it works on the same principles. You can see, because God gives us everything in the natural here. We see the trees. We see all this. Every bit of it speaks to us. So electricity speaks to us. How do you work it? You have to be plugged in
to
the power.
That's what he was teaching me.
And you have to
daily.
Yeah, and you have to release the power.
Right.
It has to be switched on. Brother Hagin would always say,
yeah,
he'd always say, and I think David Ingalls wrote,
yeah, he did,
keep the switch of faith
turned on.
Yeah, praise the Lord. So you got to have it on.
Yeah.
And there are six words translated power in the New Testament. One of them is authority, exousia, but one of them is this word dunamis. Mm. And you can tell by that now that we're going to get our word dynamo. We're going to get our word dynamics. We even get our word dynamite from it. It is an inherent power that has the ability to increase itself, to go off I see it like a one stick of dynamite goes off and it sets off a jillion. Mm-hmm. If you had them all together, it goes, it increases itself.
Yeah.
So the scripture you just read, Ephesians 3:20, read that again, please.
Okay, it was, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us.
Which word do you think that is out of the six?
Dunamis.
Dunamis. Now, the big thing about this, I'm going to read you Acts 1:8. Jesus is there. They're having that service, and he's about to be lifted up to heaven. And he tells them, don't leave town. He says to all those gathered around him, he's on the Mount of Olives. He's getting ready to go up. He's been walking on the earth 40 days in his resurrected body. And he says to them, do not depart from Jerusalem, Acts 1:4, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, you've heard of me. What is the promise of the Father? The Holy Spirit. He's been teaching them about the Holy Spirit. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit not many days hence. So he told them, don't leave town. Don't start your ministry without this baptism with the Holy Spirit. And then he speaks in verse 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Now, these people are already born again. They got born again in John chapter 20. John chapter 20, verse 22, he was risen from the dead, and he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Spirit. That's when they were born again. But they did not receive this dunamis power until they were baptized with the Holy Ghost. And he said to these same people, when he's ready to be raised from the dead, when he is being translated up to heaven, you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. The Holy Spirit is the power of God.
Yes.
The power of God is the Holy Spirit. You cannot separate it. And the Holy Spirit is the anointing.
Yes.
The anointing is our subject, and we're going to be offering to you this week. I tell you, everybody gets hold of this message, and you're going to have to give us some examples later on in the week. Life's victories through the anointing. Now, Chip is talking to you about how he received this message. And this message basically says, I am anointed to do whatever God called you to do on a level the world is not familiar with, all to the glory of God. And Chip preached this at our autumn assembly. Our autumn assembly is going on right now. Annual autumn assembly of prayer is going on. It will begin actually Wednesday. This is your Monday broadcast. And on Wednesday, we'll be streaming live from the Hilton in Branson, Missouri. Go to billybrim.org and pray with us live on Wednesday, this next Wednesday, 12 noon. And then Wednesday night, we're going to just be praying there. But the meeting actually starts on Thursday. It starts Thursday at the Hilton in Branson, Missouri. So just for information on that meeting, you can go to billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Now, we're offering to you this week, we're offering the message that God got and so many people have enjoyed and used in their lives, Life's Victories Through the Anointing by Chip Brim. We have it on CD, normally sells for $12. You can get this 2-CD pack for $10, and we have it on DVD. And it's so good on DVD, and Chip's so much fun to watch, we're going to offer you that for $10 too. So you can get either the DVD or the CD for $10. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. And this is Billy Brim and Chip saying shalom, shalom, until tomorrow.